tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, as India's election approaches, some Bollywood films are promoting the politics of the country's Prime Minister. What does it tell us about Narendra Modi's influence and his brand of Hindu nationalism? That's after a short break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
This is the trailer for a new Bollywood film. It begins with a man walking slowly along what looks like a row of prison cell bars. You can't make out who it is at first, all you see are his feet. Then the camera cuts to the back of his silhouette. He's holding a burning torch in front of a bonfire.
I frankly say he's the most dangerous man I've ever met. Because in just one meeting, he almost had me convinced that we are in the wrong.
To an audience watching in India, the jail cell, the man's distinctive round glasses and his simple cap would make them think he was Mahatma Gandhi, the politician and non-violent freedom fighter who helped India win independence from the British in 1947. But then the man's face is revealed, and it isn't Gandhi at all, but his little-known ideological rival, Hindu nationalist Vinayak Damodar Savarkar.
Savarkar, it is not the sort of figure that who normally would deserve a biopic or would get a biopic. The whole idea is that these are the people who made the difference. You haven't heard about them, but these are the real people you should be supporting.
Raja Sen is a film critic and screenwriter based in Mumbai. He says the movie, called Swatantra Veer Savarkar, or Independent Warrior Savarkar in English, is presented as a biography, but is actually government-friendly propaganda.
Savarkar is just going to basically applaud the man. It's just going to say how great he was. And, you know, and while there might be grains of truth in that, I think it's going to present a version of history that is just more convenient than anything else.
The release of Independent Warrior Savarkar represents a wider politicization in Bollywood. In recent weeks, similar films have been released, all bolstering the interests of Narendra Modi and his BJP party's belief that India should be a Hindu nation rather than a secular one.
There are a few strong ideas that a lot of these communications revolve around. One is this idea of the wronged Hindu, you know, the idea that the Hindu has been suppressed too long, ruled too long, does not have his own place or his own power within the country. That is one. And then the other thing is that there is a parallel historic narrative that's being built by the government, wherein they're trying to talk about, you know, historical figures that may not have been known for valor or for great glory, but are being repackaged as that. You know, that is, this goes all the way back from, you know, old kings to freedom fighters that have been that are suddenly being shown in different light, shown as these great heroes.
Independent Warrior Savarkar fits into this second category. Some films celebrate the BJP's political decisions, and others criticize the party's political opponents or demonize minorities.
Muslim rulers are shown like complete, you know, evil mustachioed villains. It's very, very barbaric in some of the mainstream cinema, whereas the, you know, Hindu rulers are all about valor and courage.
The Indian general election begins on the 19th of April and runs for 6 weeks. Past films with similar themes have been successful at the box office, so these ones have the potential to be seen by many people and affect not only the political climate, but the way people vote. So, how did Bollywood become politicized?
Culturally, there is a lot of cachet in India. They say that three things are important: politics, cricket, and cinema. The stardom in India is a different flavor of stardom to anywhere else in the world. There are temples created for movie stars.
Raja Sen says that until recently, Bollywood has always been diverse.
Mumbai, where Bollywood, the Hindi film industry, is based, is really quite a melting pot, and people from all over the nation, people from different faiths, different communities, different castes, they all come together in Mumbai to, you know, work on movies and make these things. And it's very exciting and very vibrant community. The ideas were kind of national integration, communal harmony, people coming together. They would basically be the movies that would be glorified.
That culture now appears to be under threat.
There are two things that are happening. One is that a lot of cinema that is, you know, just towing the government agenda, trying to tell you why certain government moves or militaristic moves or iconic figures should be lionized. There's also this kind of cinema that is basically conspiracy theory cinema that is peddling some sort of, you know, in single quotes, truth that is provocative. It is an interesting idea for audiences. It is being packaged to them as something that is being kept from them.
Since independence, India has periodically seen tensions and violence flare up between the Hindu majority and the Muslim minority. And Narendra Modi's BJP party has been accused of stoking those tensions in order to bolster its power.
When you see films coming out like this, and you see films coming out almost every couple of weeks, which are, you know, clearly works of propaganda, then it is worrisome because, you know, it's an election year and people are believing what they're seeing. And then you have all of this out there, which is just one side of the narrative.
So how might these new Bollywood releases affect Indian society in an election year? That's after a short break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
There always used to be more progressive cinema or more politically provocative cinema, cinema that is asking questions of the government. And that seems to have entirely dried up now, you know, that is very heavily censored.
Indian states run by the BJP have refused to show screenings of critical films. And there are even protests outside cinemas. But Raja says that there's a lot of self-censorship by writers, producers and commissioners too.
The Amazon Prime head of content in India was threatened with jail time because of some, you know, because of an absurd, vaguely political show that wasn't even very provocative, but has had a ripple effect wherein everyone's like, this is probably not our fight.
He hopes for an artistic rebellion.
I think what's happening here in India right now is that we do need some sort of artistic pushback. We need the creative community to stand together. And it's just what's happening right now is dispiriting because we're seeing that the artists are falling in line or they are staying silent. And it's just a rough time to be an artist.
For now, though, Bollywood seems to be reflecting and supporting the political climate created by the ruling BJP rather than challenging it. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Sensemaker. It was written by Rebecca Moore and mixed by Casey McGlaw. To listen to more of Tortoise's reporting on India, search for Detained in Modi's India, A British Citizen Story, wherever you get your podcasts.
tortoise.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.